This is an environmental initiative. Plastic bags were becoming quite common in the litter stream. They were turning up in guts of marine animals and causing quite a lot of cause for concern, particularly for environmental groups. And they're also used once and then basically thrown away. And in this day of consumer behaviour and the amount of packaging that we constantly have to deal with, plastic bags are an iconic issue. As I said before, they're used once. Someone might use them as a bin liner, so that might be maybe twice, and then they're simply chucked away. They're very, very cheap, but the price of the bags is built into the cost of goods. There was a real push nationally to try and address this problem over the last few years, and South Australia has bitten the bullet and said, okay, we really need to do something about it.
From making that decision and then publicising that it was coming up, what's the general reaction been like?
Most people are happy about the ban. The polling that we've done show that about 8 out of 10 people are supportive. There will always be an element that will feel, you know, this is too difficult to do and I'm inconvenienced, and we fully understand that. But on the whole, including the retail sector now, the retail sector has basically said, well, look, we understand this is coming, we just need to get on with it. Those companies that have embraced this, one, for example, banned plastic bags in their stores back in December 1st. So they put up all through Christmas and into New Year sales and all the way through till now. They say to me they never had a problem. They were able to manage with cornstarch bags and or biodegradable bags and bags that were for sale, and had absolutely minimal customer reaction to that.
Do you think that's going to be the mainstream that we see a lot of the retailers going to now, instead of just dropping them off the map completely, that they do try and maybe find something that they can substitute them with?
When we drafted legislation, we expected that biodegradable bags would fill some of this market, and that's why we said that the biodegradable bags have to meet the Australian standard for biodegradability and so on. So there's some innovation going on. There will be some retailers who will be using that type of biodegradable bag, but they're costly and they'll be looking to pass those costs on to the consumer. So we don't expect a one-for-one replacement. Our push is for people to use reusable bags, bring your own bags, because you're doing more to help the environment by bringing your own bags than by using replacement bags.
May the 4th is the big date for it. After that date, what kind of bags are we allowed to use?
The bags that you can still use are bags on a roll, so for in fruit and for meat and other things like that. The boutique bags that are thicker than the single-use checkout bags, they're still okay to use and can be reused and reused. Paper bags are fine. So we're really only targeting these flimsy checkout bags that you use once. I mean, Australia used something like 6.9 billion bags back in 2002. It's reduced now because of the efforts that people have put in. Just in South Australia, it's around 400 million bags every year. Now, that's an awful lot of bags for every South Australian. So the idea is to bring your own bags, reuse those bags. You can reuse them for many years. They're washable. They're designed to be reused and used over and over again.
How about with yourself personally? Are you finding new and different ways to try and remember to put the reusable bags, say, in the car, or not leave them at home and get to the store and think, oh?
It's probably easier for me because I'm living this. I've basically taken my own bags since 1996. There was a really large issue around plastic bags in the mid-90s. And then I was working at the EPA at the time, I thought, well, I should try taking my own bags. And I have done so for the last, 13 years. Hasn't caused me any grief or difficulty. On the odd occasion that you've left them at home or you've not got enough bags with you at the time, I tend to just leave the goods in the trolley, wheel it out the car and stack them into the boot. I mean, it's no big deal. It's not that hard. And the other option is to I actually keep a box in the back of the car with bits and pieces in it. I can always put stuff that I buy, stack it in that box and bring that home. There are some pretty easy workarounds. Some people leave their keys on top of the bags in the kitchen or wherever they keep their keys so that whenever they go shopping, they bring a bag. I mean, when people go shopping, do they really think that they're not going to make a purchase so they don't bring bags? I think it's fair to say that most people, when they decide to go on a shopping trip, they're going to purchase something, they should bring the reusable bag with them.
Do you feel that this might be a first step in, say, a longer campaign to start to reduce those non-reusable items that we are? One thing that you find in the supermarket, especially now, is if you go to purchase, say, something as simple as a torch, that it might be a metal or a plastic torch, but it's wrapped in three or four layers of plastic. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will say, OK, we're getting rid of the plastic bags. Can we make the move to try and reduce this packaging as well? Is that something that's on the radar for you guys, or is that a little fish at this stage?
No, I think that's an important realisation that people can make through this process, is to start looking at just how much packaging there is that they have to recycle in their home, and start making some decisions. Well, do we really need to purchase that material, all of that packaging around it? Can I get by with buying in bulk, or buying differently, or buying a different product which is just hanging on the shelf rather than in a box and covered in plastic and foam and whatever else is required to keep it safe? It's interesting when you look at different cultures, even here in Australia, migrants who have come from places like Africa, and they focus on fresh fruit and vegetable. So there's minimal amount of packaging. But if you go to some of the Australian households, including sometimes mine, it's pizza boxes and prepackaged food and stuff served in plastic in grocery stores. You've got to ask the question, do we need to buy two apples wrapped in plastic shrink wrap and then stored onto a polystyrofoam tray? Or is it okay to just take two apples off the shelf and put them in a bag?
The other interesting one with apples at the moment is you can buy sliced apples in a plastic bag, whereas you can just cut the apple up yourself. So we seem to be in this weird kind of overpackaged society at the moment.
Well, I think we're a society of convenience, and people like to do what's convenient for them. People are time poor, and I understand, busy households, you race off to the shops to get the family food for the cook that night, or even the grocery shopping for the week. We are a time-poor society, and maybe this is an opportunity for people to reflect a bit on that and start thinking about some of the other values that we hold dear. So it's not just about buying more and more material things, but spending more time with the family, doing more in terms of social activities and things like that.